Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. I started this morning by saying it's a gloomy day outside, but not inside. And my mind is going at high speed, racing with great ideas, getting ready for fall. Well, I already get to adjust that statement. Only the very beginning. It is not gloomy anymore. It's sunny. The sun came out. The morning haze has gone, and now it's a gorgeous day. So, very, very happy, wonderful, sunny Thursday to everyone. Now, today I wanted to talk about preparing for fall, how and why. I have been doing a little bit of thinking, and I do that a lot lately because I like to learn new things. And so I've done a little bit of math and did a little bit of research, and I just want to share with you what I found on how we can best prepare for fall and why, and go from there. So actually, from today on, there are 116 days left until December 31st, 2018. People are starting to make goals for 2019. If you have any, okay, great. If you don't, it's still time. Now, some of the first changes that are going to happen over the next few days. September 23rd, that's in 17 days, is the first day of fall. That's when fall begins. And we're going to set our clock back an hour. It's always fall, fall back, spring, spring forward. So it's pretty cool. We know that in advance. So quite often, especially in my case, it does not bother me to hour longer. However, in spring, it really affects my body. I really need to prepare much more. Now, there are some people who get affected by the falling back of the time also. And it's changing their attitude. It's changing their biorhythm and everything else. And so knowing that the time is going to be changed, the clock is going to be set back on November 4th by an hour, you can start preparing now already, let's say 5 minutes a week or something, or 10 minutes a week, and then you get it, and you're ready by the time November 4th comes around, and your body does not need to adjust anymore because you had already given it 6 weeks to adjust every week, like 10 minutes. It's pretty cool. Makes it easy. And 7 to 14 days is starting to form a habit. So that was the first thing. The second thing is there are a few holidays in between and some specials going on. And as I said, fall starts on September 23rd, and winter actually starts December 21st. So that's 8 weeks apart. So anyway, for this season now, for fall, at our doorstep or at our window, what are some changes that we can expect? The leaves are changing color. Temperatures are getting cooler. The weather is changing. We might get more rain, hopefully, because we need it, especially in my area. There are some special celebrations between now and beginning of December, which are fall weddings. There are quite a few fall weddings scheduled, Halloween, Thanksgiving. So those are the major ones that I just thought about. Now, people think, oh man, holidays coming up. Oh no, that's going to cramp my budget. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. It's going to whatever. Well, let's prepare for it. I mean, there are some fall activities that we can do. And a lot of stuff that I'm going to suggest does not really cost any money. So you can have fun and quality time with your loved ones or your families or your children or, you know, whoever you want to spend the time with. And some of those activities are actually going on a hike, walks in the crisp air, doing more arts and crafts, because as soon as we change the time, it's going to get darker sooner. So, no, actually, it's going to stay light. It's going to stay light longer because we're going back an hour, but the temperatures are going to change. And so we like to start getting ready for the colder months. And why not do some activities? So as I said, the hiking, the walking in crisp air, arts and crafts, sports. There's so many sports for indoors and outdoors. Then preparing for Christmas, making gifts instead of going out and buying them. One thing that I used to do as a child was I pressed leaves. Remember in fall, the leaves change colors. They turn orange or yellow or red or have different colors in there. And I picked them still fresh. And then I put them between newspaper and a heavy book on top of it as I pressed them. And then when it got closer towards the holidays, I started making cards out of those pressed leaves. You can either spray glue them on a nice paper, or you can with the thing where you laminate them. You can laminate them and make cards like that. That means, of course, you would have to written the whole card first, then put the leaf on and make sure it's steady. And then when it's dry and totally ready, that's when you can laminate it. So you can make cards that last for a long, long time. You can also make card decorations or other decorations for the tree, for the Christmas tree. You can start collecting some pine cones. Oh my, I mean, I collected a ton of them last year, and then I sprayed them with silver and gold color and put a string on it so people could hang it on their wreaths or on their Christmas trees, and I gave them away as presents. Very inexpensive, yet homemade and quite cute. I've seen in one of the movies recently that one of the stewardesses took the little teeny tiny pine cones and they made little Santa Clauses or snowmen out of them with felt and nuts and stuff. They were so cute. And you can YouTube it all or Google it and you can get so many wonderful suggestions. So, yeah, those are just a few things. And why am I saying that? Because when you're prepared to do those things, oh, I forgot. Now's the season to start baking pumpkin pies, apple pies, ginger snaps, whole bunch of wonderful holiday things. Also, carve pumpkin, go for a hayride, and make apple cider, hot apple cider. And another thing that I just saw is, it's also the season to plant your bulbs into the ground for spring flowers. So tulips, which are bulbs, you plant them in fall before the soil gets hard from the winter and all that and dry and frozen. You plant them in fall before it gets dark, before it gets cold. And then in spring, when the snow has melted and everything is ready and the sun is out, you're going to start having wonderful, wonderful tulips coming up. So that counts for actually all bulb plants. So, yeah. And then there's, I found so many websites One of them is for more activities, and they list 50 activities everyone should do this fall. And it's under https://www.countryliving.com. And then you'll find it. It has wonderful crafts that you can do with your children or as adults, whatever you like. Make your own Halloween costumes. Have a movie night. Go apple picking at a local orchard. Decorate your porch with fall flair. Craft with fallen leaves. That's what I said. You can even do those on rocks or on pumpkins, on white pumpkins. They put colored leaves on it, and it looks so awesome. There's so many ways of doing things. So just be creative. And the sooner you start, the less you need to stress. And if it gets into being too stressful, remember, I said I'm a best-selling author, and I have a book on Amazon.com. That's a stress reduction book. Just put my name in, Denise Thompson. That's D-E-N-I-S-C space T-H-O-M-S-O-N in a search bar, and it will pop right up. And you can get it for $2.99 on Kindle or for $6.99 in paperback. That, too, can help you find some solutions and ideas on how to avoid stress or reduce stress. And normally when we reduce stress, we get healthier. And you do know that everything I'm talking about has to do with healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. So things don't have to be expensive, but you have to be consistent in doing wonderful things for yourself and with your loved ones on a regular basis. Maybe even set a couple of hours a week aside or something, or every day a half an hour, whatever fits in your schedule. It's not one size fits all. Everybody has different schedules. Everybody has different lifestyles. So make sure it fits into your lifestyle. If you want to make changes and you don't know how, contact me at denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com or email me at dythomson@gmail.com. or voicemail, or text me at 562-335-4956. And with a precise message, I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. We'll connect with you and then see how I can help you. Of course, it's always best when you know why you're contacting me, why you want to know more. And then that gives us actually something to journey on and to learn with each other, from each other and all that, and make life easier and more fun. So anyways, 116 days till end of the year. Get ready with your goals. If you want to get healthy and you don't know how, or you need somebody to guide you, or you need an accountability partner, or develop consistency, I'm your person. I would love to help you because that's my passion, and I am really passionate about, because I was able to learn how to do that for myself, dropped over 50 pounds, have been keeping it off, and my mindset is so much better. I'm so much happier. I am more creative. I get to do more fun things that don't really cost me any money or a lot of money, because I prefer homemade things too. And it's baking, it's crafts, it's whatever it is, that is all fun. So let's go from there and see that we can learn with each other, from one another. If you have questions, suggestions, or would love to be on my show and share something that is health related with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, let me know and I will be more than happy to schedule it. You do have my contact info, and just make sure I know that you're serious, and put always a title in the subject line so I know that it's not spam. I wish you all a most wonderful week. Stay happy, healthy, and empowered.